Hi, this is Harry Makes, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
Thank you. taking me back to my days of innocence. The 1960s, I saw that gentleman working as part of the Muddy Waters Band, opening up the Raven and the Blues this week from the album Picking Up the Blues, compiled by the godfather of the blues in the UK, John Mayall. That's Otis Spann, and a track called Otis in the Dark. Welcome to the programme, wherever and however you're listening across the world. Hope you've had a good 7 days. I've been travelling a lot this week. I've done about 30 hours, I guess, in cars, trains, underground, buses, the whole bit. And therefore, the iPod's been on all the time. And I've been listening to not only the tech shows I listen to, like This Week in Tech and This Week in Media and the like, but of course, all my favourite blues shows. And the one thing it struck me was that recently I've been so, I suppose, lucky is the word. I've had so many new releases coming in forms of CDs and also MP3s that every week, basically, I've got all programme put together with the stuff that came in the post in the last 7 days. And even then, some of it has to slip a week or two. And therefore, all the good stuff, that's wrong. All the old stuff, all the stuff I used to play regularly, has been sitting on the shelf, unloved and unused. It's all going to change this week. Track on the show this week, unless I change my mind, from 1950, 60 years ago. That's the great Jimmy Liggins and his huge hit single from 1950 called Pink Champagne. Let's move forward to the 1960s. Stay out all night long.
stay out all night long. Well, I hear something, baby, that you ought to know. I can get me a woman most anywhere I go. But I don't know a woman that like to run around. I don't want no woman like to stay out all night.
Track taken from the House of the Blues Essential Chicago Blues CD, which came out, I guess, about some 15 years ago now. That's Billy Boy Arnold and Don't Stay Out All Night, The Raven and the Blues. It was Mark Twain who said, the news of my death or the reports of my death are greatly exaggerated. And one person who actually had been reported to have died over the last 4 or 5 weeks, I would guess, is Big Jack Johnson. He actually did die last week, age 70. He'd been ill for quite some time, so therefore, the reports of his death weren't untoward. But nevertheless, he'd sadly died on the 14th of March. Here is Big Jack Johnson, taken from an album called Roots Stew from some years ago, and Jump for Joy.
Here come my baby, driving a brand new car. Here come my baby, driving a brand new car. Well, I feel so good, feel like jumping the joy. I'm gonna dance, 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 dance all over the hood. I'm gonna dance, 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 dance all over the hood. Well, I feel so good, baby got a brand new car. I'm gonna dance, 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 y'all, dance all over the hood. I'm gonna dance, 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 dance all over the hood. I know that I do. Good.
I spell C-A-T-V-R-O-L-E-D. Well, I feel so good, a baby got a brand new car. I wanna jump, jump for joy. 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 Well, I feel so good, my baby got a brand new car. Let me ride, baby. Let me ride. Let me ride in your new car. Cause I feel so good, baby. Feel like jumping for joy.
Album came out 11 years ago in 2000. It's called Roots Stew. Big Jack Johnson and the Oilers. He was originally in the band. What were they called? The Jelly Roll Kings. He was vocalist and guitarist with them, but then latterly with Big Jack Johnson and the Oilers. And he passed away this week, age 70, in Memphis, in Tennessee. It's the Raven and the Blues. Let's stay a little bit back in the past. From the CD, which again came out some 15 years ago, Blues Harp Boogie. You can hear it clicking the mic stand there. It's strange because, as I said at the beginning, I've been playing so much on, which has been sent to me by MP3 and therefore playing off the computer for so many weeks. To actually have CDs in my hand and their cases and everything else is a novelty. It's almost like going back to the days of LPs. Anyway, off the album Blues Harp Boogie, 25 years of blues harmonica. It was a great track. I've never played before on the show. It's Greg Fingers, Taylor, and also Anson Funderburg and the Rockets, and Dixie Diner.
Hot sweet potatoes and crackling bread and mulligan stew would turn a rich man's head. Black eyed peas and them good old collard greens. You know that nothing could be fine than sitting down eating at the Dixie Diner.
Dixie Dinah.
Hello.
Wrong microphone. Lovely stuff, Dixie Dinah. And then Greg Taylor and Anson Funderburg and the Rockets there. It was Van Morrison who wrote about the Sharks and the Charlatans and the music business in New York. Great, great song. But it applied not just to him, but lots of other people too who went to New York, hopefully for some fame and fortune, but often it didn't work out that way. One such person was Lightnin' Hopkins. He went to New York in 1959 and really was treated so appallingly badly, was given a really run-down, virtually slum hotel in Harlem. And it wasn't until Martha Ledbetter, Ledbetter's widow, gave him a home in an apartment in town. But a year later, things had changed. He came back and did the Carnegie Hall. And then he went into a studio, the NOLA studio, in... where is that? In New York. The Penthouse Sound Studios, New York, the NOLA Penthouse Studios, on November the 15th, 1960. And with the engineer Bob Dorlea and Nat Hentoff supervising, he made this absolutely fabulous CD. It's called Lightnin' Hopkins in New York. And here he is with Trouble Blues.
This is the Trouble Blues that Lightnin' Hopkins is having at present, which I hope it don't last always. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Trouble is all in the world I see. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Trouble is all in the world I see. Yeah, you know I often wonder what in the world gonna become of me. Now when I wake up in the morning, blues and trouble all round my bed. When I wake up in the morning, blues and trouble all round my bed. Yeah, you know I never will forget. That's what I heard my baby say. What did she say, boy? She said, Lightnin', I'm leaving you in the morning. And your crying won't make me stay. She says I'm leaving in the morning. Lightnin', your crying won't make me stay. I just said I hope a little girl pulled Lightnin' to meet you again someday. And she got sad and I did too. We had to moan a little. Well, I had to tell her, if you just gotta go, hope I'll meet you again someday. If you just gotta go, hope I'll meet you again someday. Yes, when I do, little girl, baby done changed your evil way.
So lovely. From Houston, Texas, and that's Sam Lightnin' Hopkins, and a track from the album, the great album from 1960, Lightnin' Hopkins in New York, and that is called Trouble in Mind. The Raven and the Blues.
Change.
from what I would call his compilation period, which I know some people hated. I thought some of them weren't quite so good. The album itself is called Chill Out, and that's a track called Chill Out, title track, written by John and Carlos Santana together, John the Hooker, of course, on congas, Paul Rekow, fabulous congas, and timbales, Carl Perazzo. Came out in 1995, and he through that sort of Virgin Records period, he was doing lots of compilations, and some of it, I think, weakened his strength, John Lee Hooker, basically, the man himself, his gruff vocals and his playing. But I think Chill Out, this particular album, I think there's some great tracks on it indeed, and that's one of my favourites. Okay, let's stay with one of my staples of the blues shows going back some 15 years ago, when the Raven and the Blues first started, and this time going back, though, to the original period, the 1950s, the man, I would say, almost in his prime, or perhaps even, yes, in his prime, B.B. King, and here he is with Confessing the Blues.
I stand before you with my heart in my hand. I want you to read it, Mama, hoping that you'll understand. Oh, baby, Mama, please don't dog me around. Well, I'd rather love you, baby, than anyone else I know in town. Well, because you're so nice and lovely and you have such pleasing ways, if you take me to your home, I'll be down the rest of my day. Is that the truth, Mama? Yes, you know I wouldn't lie. Well, if I don't love you, baby, honey, I'll swear I hope to die. Yes, baby, don't you want a man like me? Oh, baby, don't you want a man? This is my confession, baby, and I'm thrilled by all your charm. It seems that I'm in heaven when you hold me in your arms. Well, baby, you can have me for yourself. Well, you were meant for me, baby, and I don't want nobody else. Hey, baby, don't you want a man like me?
Again, a guy who changed from the full orchestra down to the stripped-down B.B. King when he did things like Quentin Prison, San Quentin and like. But that's from 1950s. It's from the album called The Best of the Blues Guitar King, the great B.B. King, and a track called Confessing the Blues, which I don't think was ever released here in the UK on all the other compilations. Of all my collection of CDs, I think Johnny Hooker's about the longest, basically, in terms of shelf space, probably about 18 inches of Johnny Hooker CDs. Of course, many of them repeats. And then B.B. King must be a quick person and following up behind. The Raven of the Blues. Okay, we've done John Lee Hooker, we've done B.B. King. There's one person missing. Let's bring him on stage right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring to the stage McKinley Morganfield, better known as Muddy Waters. Mr. Muddy Waters.
Thank you. gonna keep on sailing until you lose, don't have the home.
Around the world making honey, and now she's coming home to me. Muddy Waters live on stage in 1971. We opened the show with Otis Spann, who was Muddy Waters' piano player right through the 60s. Muddy, I think, had a car accident or some kind of accident in the late 1960s. Otis Spann died in 1970. By 1971, he'd brought a different piano player in. In the middle 70s, it could be argued that Muddy's band was lots of just sort of hired guys, but on this particular set recorded in 1971, it's from the album called The Lost Tapes. It's Muddy Waters, obviously, on guitar and vocals. George Harmonica Smith on harmonica. Pinetop Perkins on piano, who'd replaced Otis Spann. Sammy Lawson on guitar. Pee Wee Madison, also on guitar. Calvin Jones on bass. And Willie Big Eye Smith on drums. Really, each of those guys themselves could have had, in fact, did lead bands of their own. So a band at the top of their form. And a great, great album called The Lost Tapes came out a couple of years ago. Muddy Waters, and that is called Honey Bee. Let's go slightly more countryfied, shall we? But stay with my favourite blues artists of the years, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee.
Oh, well, now love's a disease. It's contagious as can be. I believe to my soul. It's got me now, it's got me now. I was really surprised when I tried to rise.
really do not know how hard I fell, how hard I fell. Well, I'll make it better, but I won't get well. Every time I walk down the street, everybody looking at me. Everybody saying, I'm in love, I'm in love. But I'm not ashamed, the fact still remains. I really did not know how hard I fell, how hard I fell. How hard I fell, how hard I fell. Well, I'll make it better, but I won't get well. Sometimes I wish that I was Joe, and again I don't know. I really cannot say how much I can bear, how much I can bear. I can't even eat, I can't even sleep. My heart's missing beats. I really did not know how hard I fell, how hard I fell. Well, I'll make it better, but I won't get well.
Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee, and Love's a Disease. That is just so true. I mentioned earlier on that I was spent a lot of time traveling this week, and I was listening to Bandana Blues with Beardo and Spinner on the underground, or as you would say, the tube system in the UK. And he was playing, and he suddenly played a track from The Animals. I thought, yeah, I haven't played it from Eric for ages and ages, and so therefore, thank you, Beardo, Ted Dames, for alerting me and putting me on the right track. This isn't what I would call blues, but it is just so, so fabulous.
Out strolling one very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of the mountain king. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. My ear. something crazy. She said, what could that mean? Am I going crazy? Or is this just a dream? Now wait a minute, I know I'm lying in a field of grass somewhere. So it's all in my head. And then I heard her say, one more time. Hot flames of fire roaring at my back. As she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass, raised it to her lips, and just before she drank it, she said, take the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, spill the wine, take that girl, come on, come on, spill the wine, take that girl, yeah, it's all yours.
Drunk and loses self-control.
bartender keep an eye out. Nobody beat him for his bankroll.
Came out, what, 11 years ago now? Creole Moon, Dr. John, and 1, 2am Too Many. And there we are. That's almost it for the Raven and the Blues for this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the show. For me, it was quite a treat to be able to go back and play some of the CDs I haven't played for years and years and years. Although it's great fun, and I'm extremely honoured to get so much stuff in the way of new releases from artists both here in the UK and across the world. It is nice to be able to go back. Perhaps we should have a regime where I have sort of three or four tracks every week come from the old, from the archive. I haven't mentioned the Blues Music Awards, but they do take place at the end of this year. The nominations and voting closes at the end of this month. I haven't played the bands, but I think we've had them for 2 weeks now. But a reminder once again that 24 Pesos, Lowdown Sweet and Dirty, Danny Wilde, Red Blooded Woman, Ben Poole, Everything I Want, and Diamonds in the Dirt, Joanne Shaw Taylor, they're all up for the nominations for the Kevin Thorpe Memorial Songwriter of the Year Award on the Raven and the Blues show. And you can vote for them at www.britishbluesawards, all one word, britishbluesawards.co.uk. /Raven, R-A-V-E-N, and then choose one of those four. If you don't do the /Raven and just have britishbluesawards.co.uk, you can then vote in all the other awards too, for the best artist, male, female, best band, best American artist or best foreign artist, and also way down at the bottom, the best blues show. And I'd be really honoured and grateful if you could put your vote for me in that particular spot too. Towards the end of the month, we've got two more shows before the nominations expire kind of stuff, so we'll have, on the final week of the month, we'll play the bands once again. Anyway, that's almost it for the show this week. Hope you've enjoyed everything we've played. Email address, of course, you know it probably off by heart, dave@raven.dj. Website is also raven.dj/R&B. And if you go to that, you can have all the usual stuff, links to all the artists, buy the iPhone app, the Android app, donate to the program, and all that kind of stuff too. Anyway, wherever you are in the world, hope you can join me in some 7 days' time. We've had a good show this week. I've done all the sort of the John Lee Hooker, B.B. King, Muddy Waters. We've ticked all those boxes. We've done Otis Spann and Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee. Who have we missed? Oh, I know. One more. Let's close the program with Howlin' Wolf and Smokestack Lightning. Have a great 7 days. If you're in Olympia this weekend on Friday and Saturday, I will see you there. Come up and say hi. Otherwise, I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks so much for listening and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Yeah.